Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night edition of Max and Friends. Well, I'm in Colorado right now, so I want to wish you all who celebrated Thanksgiving a very happy Thanksgiving. We got a lot to be thankful and happy for, even though sometimes it looks like we don't. Just stand in your truth and know that you're here, and just for that alone, there's gratitude in that. I'm doing a show tonight with like a heavy heart. My grandmother Letty's in the hospital, 90 years old, and she's not doing too well. So I'm coming to you tonight, you know, a little sad. And of course, during the holidays, for all of you who've lost someone or recently or a while ago, and you have to go through this remembrance of their life, remember that every time you say their name, their energy surrounds you. So Grandma Letty hasn't died yet. And I say yet because I told her today, if you're ready, girl, go. You know, who are we to want people to stay? When they're ready, they're ready. So tonight we're doing a show that is really a flashback. It goes back to 2009 here on Max and Friends, when the show was called To the Max. And it's a show that Grandma Letty was on, and she is a yogi and a teacher and really loves talking about chakras and the alignment of chakras and yoga and breathing and meditation and everything. So we're going to go to a flashback tonight to 2009, where Grandma Letty joined me on Max and Friends with my then co-host and one of my dear friends, Tamara Bowman. So it's going to be a great show because I love that I'm able to have these recordings of Grandma Letty, and I just send her warm light and love tonight. And I'm so grateful to everyone on Facebook who really just reached out and is supporting Grandma Letty with love and light. So I thank you for that. Tweet me at Max Tucci. And remember, I hear you, I see you, you matter. And just in that alone, I think there's a beauty of that, that we're never alone. So I thank you all for being with me during this time. And stay tuned to the show, because you might learn something from Grandma Letty. I know over the many years, I've learned so much from Grandma Letty. So I'm bringing you this show tonight so that you can learn a few things from someone who I really love. And until next time, take life to the max. But right now, here's Grandma Letty and Tamara Bowman from 2009. Love you all for listening. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. You're listening to The Max, Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. I got to turn my cell phone off because here we are. It's another Sunday, 11 o'clock. Happy birthday to everybody, June 7th. Yesterday was my parents' anniversary. They've been married, I think, 33 years. So I love you, my daddy. He's not here with us, and so I just wanted to give my mom that shout out. Everyone, top of the show here. We've got a great show tonight. We're going to have our sex expert back, Tamara. She's just coming in from Palm Springs. We've got my grandmother, Letty. She's an 83-year-old yoga teacher, expert of a lot of things. We're going to talk about yoga tonight, sex tonight. And one of my favorite quotes, thank the person that rejected you because they gave you your freedom back. That is my quote that I made yesterday for a dear friend of mine. So we're spinning things around here. But I got to tell you all, you've got to go right away to a wonderful page called wearefamilyfoundation.org. You know, we are family, our boy Nile Rodgers. Well, Nile Rodgers is having a feast for peace tomorrow. Feast for peace. Hungry for peace. June 8th, right here in the New York area. So for more information, please go to wearefamilyfoundation.org. Congratulations to Hair, the Broadway show. On Broadway, they're picking up a couple of awards, so I'm very pleased for them. Nonetheless, we're going to bring in Letty right away. So, Letty, welcome to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Are you here with us?
Hello. Thank you for inviting me, dear Nipotino mio. How are you tonight?
Good. Well, we're so happy you're here. But before we continue with you, I just got to talk about a few more things. One thing that's pissing me off this week, and for the last couple of weeks, ABC, you know the channel, Channel 7 here in New York, well, they are bothering me because they, you know what they're doing? They're not showing Brothers and Sisters anymore, and it is pissing me off. So that's the pissing me off part of my segment this week. And another thing is that, what's another thing that's pissing me off? I wish I could tell you. Nothing really, just that. And you know what else? People who don't give gratitude, you know, that's another thing that kind of aggravates me. But nonetheless, you know what? I've got so many things to be thankful for, so pissing me off doesn't really count. I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm just ranting and raving because this is my show and that's what I get to do. But welcome, everyone. I'm your host, Max Tucci. You know what? I'm so glad that you're all here. Go to my webpage, maxtucci.com, and there you can find me. So, Letty, how are you?
Well, dear heart, you know, I was thinking about when you said about gratitude. What I say often to my students at night, on a list, write at least 5 things you're grateful for during the day. At least 5 things, and usually turns out to be a lot more. Because this boosts your immune system. One has no idea. It's just a wonderful thing, wonderful thing. The gift of life given to us by our parents, regardless of what our parents did or didn't do. We're each responsible for ourselves. And feel this wonderful gift of life. I know it's temporary. Everything in life is temporary. But enjoy it and be grateful for everything. Everything. And watch the magic it has for you in your life.
And yes. You know what? Magic is such a great word because that's really, it's what it is. It's magic.
Yes.
It's magic.
Yes.
Now, you know what I want to do? Speaking of magic, you know, Letty, I always, this is my grandmother Letty on the line tonight. We got Tamara coming up in just a minute because we're going to talk about sex, yoga, breathing, and everything that comes with it. But happy birthday to Tara, to Cindy, to Anthony, to Charm, to Andrew, to Jenny, and Elisa, Caroline, oh my God, there are 5 people born on the 12th.
And Lily.
Yeah, where it is. Yeah, Melky, my girl Melky, her birthday is coming up. Mary McCarthy. We've got everybody coming up. Here we go. So anyway, back to the show. I've got to tell you all another fantastic thing. Is if you're bored or you have nothing to do while in Connecticut, I want you to go to the Norwalk Maritime Center. It's a fun, fun place to go to. So why not when you're there? But also I got to say hi to Harriet, to Wendy, to Ada. We had all these fantastic people over for Lily's birthday party today. It was a small birthday party that my mother threw for Lily. They were her friends. So I don't want to get emails that how come I wasn't invited, because that's the story there. So anyway, here we are, Sunday night, 11:05. It was a surprise, 11:05. We're in the studio, and we're broadcasting live because you know what? LA Talk Radio is the place to be on Sunday nights. You know why? Because you've got my show, you've got a bunch of other shows, and you've got shows all throughout the week. Sam has set up basically a 24-hour network over here at LA Talk Radio, so you could always stay tuned to all these fantastic shows. And if you miss any of the shows, you can get them in our archives. So without any further ado, I'm going to bring Tamara in on the show because she is here. She's in LA in the studio, and I'm in New York. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you, Max. I'm so glad to be here with you. You're awesome.
You're awesome. How was your week?
Oh my gosh, it was absolutely amazing. In fact, today was amazing. I went to visit a psychic friend, and she took a picture of my aura, and it was gorgeous. It was beautiful, so, violet.
Amazing. I was just going to joke with you. I was going to say, so how's Dionne Warwick and psychic friends? No, I'm kidding.
I know. But really.
Now, you had your aura read today. You know, that's a really fascinating thing. Tell me your colors. But my grandmother's on the line, so say hi to her. She's here in the studio.
Hi, is it Tara?
Hi, Grandma.
Welcome. How are you, honey?
And you know what's
interesting? You had your aura read? You had your aura read?
I did, sweetheart.
And what were the colors?
And you know what? It was violet. It was a beautiful, beautiful violet. It was purple. a beautiful purple, and it was surrounded with white.
Right. And the ultimate chakra is the crown chakra, purple, yeah. And purple was only permitted for the wealthy and the people in power at one time. Yes.
Wow.
For the very wealthy and for the kings and queens and, you know, people who were in power. At one time, they wouldn't allow anybody else to wear the color or use it. It's supposed to be specially prepared from berries in the mountains and some kind of clay and mixed with various, maybe urine, sometimes urine. It was amazing. It's supposed to have a wonderful powers. Purple is the ultimate in color as far as enlightenment goes and, you know, and things of that ilk. Well, that's great.
Wow.
Was that the first time?
You know what? Years ago, I had it done at a fair, and it was more like an orange, yellow, red. And so it had been years and years when I had that done just really briefly a long time ago. But this time, you know, with the evolution of my life and everything, let me just tell you, one of the things that touched my heart was she said, Tamara, over here on your left shoulder, if you'll see, there's a white that's coming in. She said, that's one of the angels that's sitting right there on your shoulder that's right there with you. And it just gave me goosebumps and brought tears to my eyes because I love what you're saying, even about the purple color, because I feel like I'm really coming into my own. You know, like there is some kind of royalty or some kind of, you know, prosperity stuff that's really coming my way that I'm very excited about. And I'm not exactly sure about the how, but I have a knowing. And it just feels so good. And one of the things you said, Grandma, that I love that I got a chance to hear is when you said to be grateful for everything. Oh, yes. I thought, my gosh, yes. Max's grandma's got it, man.
Because you know what? My whole theme, you know, like I was thinking about a topic for this show, and my whole theme is a friend of mine, a great friend of mine, just broke up with her ex-boyfriend, and she was really upset. And I was like, she's like, I feel rejected. And, you know, the negative tone was there. And I said, you know what? Be thankful that someone rejected you, because now that they rejected you, and not like rejected in like, you know, the negative way, but now that the relationship is over, be thankful for that, because with that rejection, you now have your freedom again.
Oh my gosh, that is so true, because really, Max, what you're saying too is that you want to be with somebody who's loving you back.
Exactly. And you know what?
You know, so that is a gift.
It is a gift. And you have to take, and it's like, you know what? And all of a sudden it was like, you know, the aha moment, like, holy shit, I get it. And the great thing of that, you know what? Tell the person, thank you so much for setting me free, because now I'm supposed to be with who I'm supposed to be with.
Amen, sweetheart.
Yeah.
You know,
when people have divorce or death or whatever kind of separation, it leaves, you know, it closes one door and opens another for you. It's an opportunity. And in Buddhism, there's not in Buddhism, in Chinese, I believe it is, the word crisis is an opportunity, interchangeable. You know, there's no crisis. It's an opportunity to do something else with your life. It's basically the same thing, the same philosophy, isn't it? And getting back to the orange-red that you mentioned earlier, Tamara, that was the ground, that was in the pelvic area where you were emerging and you were going up. How many years ago was that?
I would say that was probably 7 years ago.
Wow, you've done a wonderful job in 7 years. That's fantastic. That is
Thank
great.
You.
Well, you know what, ladies? Since we're on this subject now, why don't we go through chakras so everyone has a basic idea, basic knowledge here on Max and Friends, what it's exactly about. And just after that, we're going to open up the lines, turn them on. We're going to turn them on so you can turn us on. The number here to call in is 323-203-0815. That's direct to the studio. We've got Shaquita. No, I'm kidding. Shaquita's not on the board tonight. We're going to talk about Shaquita tonight. I'm just reading her Facebook up. But so, everyone, we'll open up the lines in just a bit. But, Letty, why don't you tell us about the chakras? And let's start at the root.
Okay, dear heart. Well, the root chakra is the tip of the spine. Now, the chakra, to give somebody an insight, chakra is a Sanskrit Indian word that means wheels or centers of energy. And they are located in different parts of the body. The first chakra is red at the tip of the spine. And the second chakra is orange in the pelvic pubic area. The third chakra is in the navel diaphragm area, which is a bright orange. And the fourth chakra is green, emerald green, in the chest, lung, and heart area. The fifth chakra is a blue-white, crystal clear blue-white for the throat chakra. And very often referred to as the third eye between the two eyes is the sixth chakra, and that's indigo or royal blue. And then, of course, the crown chakra is purple or lavender or violet. And in the meditation classes, we have these affirmations for each chakra. Would you like me to go through those, Max?
You know what? We're going to save that towards the end of the show, because if you don't mind, Letty was on my show quite some time ago, so I'm glad that you're back, because what we're going to talk about later is exactly, we're going to realign our chakras, or at least attempt to, so we'll save that. You know, Letty, we can't give everything up at the first bit of the show, first part of the show. You know, we got to give some foreplay first, right, Tamara?
Oh, amen. Wow, I can't, Letty, I am so impressed with your evolution, and just your wisdom is so rich. I mean, it's delicious.
Well, you're a sweetheart. When you're around a few years, you know, you pick up some things here and there from different people. I'm not original, though, honey. Tell me how to spell your name so I say your name correctly.
Yes, it's Tamara. T-A-M-A-R-A.
Tamara?
Yes, Tamara? Tamara.
But now here's the thing, Letty. You know what? Tamara. Letty, speaking of you're not original and you've been around a couple of years, Letty's going to be celebrating her 83rd birthday on July 13th. So we're getting excited for that coming up, Letty. So a pre-happy birthday for you.
Thank you, sweetheart. I love celebrating pre-happy birthday.
Now also, I got to tell my listeners, you know what? I'm on Twitter. So if you go to twitter.com, go to twitter.com/MaxTucci. You'll always get my updates there. I get a lot of updates in during the day because I've got my cell phone, thanks to T-Mobile, always on me. Text me, Twitter me. Do what you got to do. Get in touch with me, because Max and Friends is a show for you guys, because without you, I wouldn't be able to have a show. So every time I have a guest on, I'm always thinking about certain people, and I'm always thinking about everyone out there listening, and I want you to tune in. And you know what? Enjoy. Sit back. Enjoy, relax, and always, if you miss any part of the show, you can go to my archives at latalkradio.com. So, on that note, Letty, I want to discuss... Tamara, do you have any questions for Letty?
Letty, yes. How is it? What do you attribute as the wisdom that you have right now? How could someone summons what you have found throughout the years? Because it's fascinating. It's wonderful. It's rich. I mean, you want to just sit at your feet. It's like being in the presence of, you know, someone who has really come to a place of peace. And I think that's what we all strive for. What do you attribute that to?
Thank you for that honor. It's interesting. One of my dear friends from New York, one of my tango friends, asked me the same question this week. And I said, I don't know, just years of being around and experience.
Yes.
Just experience. And then no regrets in life, Tamara. No regrets.
Oh, my God.
None. Because,
you know, that's my favorite
nobody
thing.
Nobody has a gun to your head. Yeah, nobody has a gun to my head. Nobody has a gun to your head. The decisions we make on our own. And to be responsible, whatever decisions we make, whatever behavior we have, whatever thoughts we have, to take responsibility for them and not to blame anybody else. But, again, an opportunity to open up. And I say to people, I have to cross those bridges to get where I am here. Why should I regret with those things when I let go or whatever I did? Separation, death, divorce. You know, those were all learning experiences for me. And we all
and you know
have
what,
that.
Letty always says, too, and I love it. She says, don't regret what you've done in life. Regret what you have not done.
Haven't done. Thank you for reminding me. Yes.
Do you know, I am one big goosebump. That is so amazing, because you know how many people live their whole lives in just in bitterness, or you know, towards those things, or blaming. And do you know that the I'm telling you, the bottom line to health in psychology, which I've studied my whole life, when you can get to that place where you blame no one for anything, that is health. That is psychological health.
That's right. And having compassion instead of anger for someone. Have compassion for them and say, well, gee, thank goodness I'm not in that space there. I'm not in that place where they're feeling so much anger or so much hate or whatever. And another thing, I don't think the opposite of love is hate. I think it's fear. Fear of separation, fear of loss, whatever. It is really fear, not hate.
And you know what the Bible says? The Bible says that God has not given us the spirit of fear. So fear doesn't even exist, because what's fear? Letting false evidence appearing real.
Amen.
You. You're right.
That's absolutely right. So we have the freedom now to continue expanding in love.
That's it.
And what you speak to is that oneness that we all crave on the inside.
Yes. And it's interesting sometimes, Max, I think about the dogs and dog, and the reverse is God, G-O-D. You know, it's amazing, because pets give unconditional love. And that's what's important for us, too. I mentioned to you that recently I went to this wonderful, wonderful get-together about Feed the Children Federation, and where there was an imam and a rabbi, and it was in a Christian place. If we did more of that, because I think we were created, our differences, we were created different to learn from each other, not to dislike each other or mistrust each other, but to learn from each other. All these wonderful differences in religions or beliefs or whatever they are, just learn from each other. Don't diminish someone else because of a different language or whatever, or, you know, religion. What were you going to say something tomorrow? Yes, honey? Go ahead.
I just love it, because what you're reminding me of is it's like what you do to another, you do to yourself. And what you do for yourself, you do for another. And how could we ever hurt each other when you're coming from that place that we're an extension of each other? And I just love what you're saying, Letty. It's fabulous.
Thank you. And we're one race, right? The human
race. Oh, amen. Amen. And we all have red blood. You know, that's what's so cool.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
yeah,
I've got blue blood. No, kidding.
did you guys see Bulwer?
I hope blue and red together.
Yeah, no, I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what's funny?
Tell me. No, tell me.
Well, that movie Bullworth, right? And I hope this doesn't offend you, Letty. But one of the things that he said, Warren Beatty, the character in there, he says, you know, we all just need to keep fucking each other till we're all the same color.
Well, I just had that thought, and I wondered if I should say it. That if we intermarried, I mentioned it tonight, didn't I?
Yep,
earlier,
you did.
Max. If we all intermarried, and we were interracial, we wouldn't have any problem with racism and prejudice or anything. But it's coming to that. It's coming to that.
Yes.
It's evolving to that, you know. And another thing is, we are not physical bodies looking for a spiritual experience. We're spiritual beings looking for a physical experience. Yeah,
yes.
You know, to have experience and to learn from it. To learn and adapt. To learn and adapt. All lessons. The Buddha says no mistakes in life, only lessons.
That's right.
Amen. And that's what Wayne Dyer says, too. You know what I loved? Mark Twain also said that, you know, to practice forgiveness, it is the fragrance that is released from the flower, from the heel that has crushed it.
So, ooh, I like that. Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
You know, and to bask in that fragrance.
Yes.
That's beautiful, beautiful statement. So
that is beautiful. You know, when you crush the petal, the essence of the scent comes through. And that's the same with a pearl, or what is it, an oyster. You know, it's so-called aggravated with a little sand, and it turns into a beautiful pearl.
Absolutely. And that's
and
what we all are.
Here is that we're opening up our telephone line. So 323-203-0815 will get you into our conversation tonight. We're talking about everything from breathing to fucking to interracial relationships. to yoga, to chakras, and to just being one. So if you want to be part of the show tonight, call us, 323-203-0815. I'm your host, Max Tucci. I've got Grandma Letty in the house, and I've got my sex expert, in-house resident sex expert, Tamara, who just drove back from Palm Springs to be here tonight. So y'all better tune in and call in, and I'm going to get ghetto. Don't make me cut you. But anyway, I love everybody. I'm kidding.
Oh, my God. I love that. You know what, Letty? You know what you just reminded me of, too, when you said about the pearl? The other thing is, you know when the butterfly goes from the caterpillar, from the cocoon to a butterfly? If you go in there and you were to help that cocoon open up and you cut it by opening up the cocoon too soon, the butterfly will die because it's part of the struggle that pushes the fluid from the body of the butterfly to the wings so that the butterfly can take flight.
What a fantastic analogy. Excellent. Perfect. Perfect, Tamara. Perfect.
That's so great. It's a struggle.
You know, what is it in they say when the student will be ready when the teacher appears, or the student, something like that. Or the teacher's ready when the student appears, and vice versa.
Yes, it's absolutely. When the student is ready, when the student's ready, the teacher appears. And you know, isn't that amazing that universal truths can come in so many different forms, and we could have heard it before, but then all of a sudden, it makes sense when we need it the most.
That's why some people get into relationships. An interesting thing, somebody asked me on the phone this morning an interesting question about somebody. I said, look, people are different. Not that one is bad or one is good. People are different in our relationships. So sometimes some people may not like me or whatever, but there's something, when we find that there's something we don't like in a person, we have to look in ourselves, inside ourselves. That's something for us to deal with, isn't it?
Yes,
you know?
Absolutely, and it's something we're not owning. And if we would just own it, embrace it, you know, it has an opportunity to transcend and be like if you owned your bitch, okay, and you just embrace that, how it transfers over is that you become assertive.
How very true. How very true.
And people don't take advantage.
You know what? I always say own who you are, because you know what? You don't want anyone else owning you. Own yourself, because once you own yourself, you take accountability for yourself, you take responsibility for yourself, and that's exactly when you can have that peace and that harmony. But you know what? We're coming to the point. We're almost at mid-show. I mean, we're flying by tonight.
No way.
You know what? I swear to God, it's 11:23 here in New York, which means it's almost 11:30. So, you know, I've always got to keep one step ahead because I'm always thinking about people and I'm always thinking about what we can offer you. So, you know what? We're going to offer you tonight an amazing segment to the show because I don't want to lose any portion of it. And since we have the honor of having Letty on the show tonight here of Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio, Letty, I would love for you, because I know that I want to talk about some other things after, but can we do the chakras, Letty, and all the affirmations? Because this week and this year and this month and this moment is right now. So that's really all we have to deal with is right now. And you know what? The only way we can deal with now is with affirmations. So that when you go through your struggle this week, because people always go through some struggle because they love the drama for some reason, I don't know. But you know what? You can have these affirmations. Lock them into your head, block them onto your cell phone, block them, lock them, whatever you got to do, remember them. Because when you're going through something, you remember that inside of you, you have the power to give yourself affirmations and the power to succeed. So, Letty, why don't we start, if you don't mind, with doing some chakras. And if I have to interrupt you because of time, then we'll continue another time. But let's get going, if that's cool with you.
Do you want me to give a brief version, a 15, 20-minute version, 5, 10? You tell me.
Let's do a 10-minute version.
A 10-minute version. Okay.
Yep.
All right. We'll start with chakra. Close your eyes, everyone, please. And we'll start with chakra number one, which is the color is red. It's at the tip of the spine. And the affirmations to yourself, I am a source of all power, all love, and all intelligence. Chakra number one, I am a source of all power, all love, and all intelligence. Now take a deep breath in and release with an om. Om. Now chakra number two, it's salmon colored or orange. That's in the pubic pelvic area. And the affirmations are, I am perfect, efficient, and effective. Energy center number two, pubic pelvic area, salmon or orange colored, I am perfect, efficient, and effective. Deep breath in through the nostrils only. And out with a loud ohm for nice vibrations. Chakra number three, sunny, bright sunny yellow in the navel diaphragm area. I am positive, constructive, and dynamic. Bright yellow, chakra number three in the navel diaphragm area. I am positive, constructive, and dynamic. Deep breath in through the nostrils, mouth is closed. Fill your lungs and diaphragm and push your abdominals out like a balloon. Flatten and release with a loud ohm. Om. Emerald green for chakra number four in the chest, heart, and lung area. I am fearless, courageous, and indomitable. Again, bright green, chakra number four, in the chest, heart, and lung area. I am fearless, courageous, and indomitable. Deep breath in. Keep expanding lungs, diaphragm, abdominals, and release with a loud ohm. Om. Now, crystal clear, blue-white color. Throat chakra number five. I am poised, calm, and collected. Energy center number five, blue, white, and color in the throat and neck area. I am poised, calm, and collected. Deep breath in, abdominals all the way out, flatten and release with another loud ohm. Om. Now for chakra number six, between the brows, often referred to as the, I forgot what I said before, the, well, it's between the brows. It's indigo or royal blue, often referred to as the third eye. I can think clearly, rationally, and creatively. Indigo or royal blue, head chakra number six, between the brows. And remember, you have powerful glands here, pineal, pituitary, hippocampus, hypothalamus glands. They affect our immune system. They affect our hormones. Consider sending lots of healing breaths to this area throughout the day every time you think about it. I can think clearly, rationally, and creatively. Deep breath in and release with another loud ohm. Now for crown chakra number seven, purple or lavender or violet. I'm full of joy, compassion, and serenity. And remember to release if you're holding your breath. Also remember, take the time to meditate 1, 2, 5 minutes, 10 minutes a day. Special time. It's not really a quiet time, as one might think, because a great deal of stimulation is going towards enlightenment and freedom. I'm full of joy, compassion, and serenity. Again, purple or lavender violet for chakra number seven, crown chakra above the head. And remember too, folks, yesterday is history. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Tomorrow is a mystery. But today is a gift. That's why it's called the present. Today is a gift. That is why it's called the present. Deep breath in. That's why it is a present. And abdominals out. And release with the last loud ohm now. Try to retain this for as long as you can. And remember, it's almost like magic in your life. It really works for you.
Yes.
It really does work for you. And it works for everyone who's just listening. And if you just tuned in and you're wondering what the heck we were doing, we were aligning our chakras because you know what? We have the power within us to succeed. We have the power within us to have a positive outlook on life. And you know what? Hopefully that segment of the show has brought that enlightenment to you to always be positive in everything that you do and thankful. And Letty, I thank you so much for bringing that to my listeners because I know they appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for the privilege, Max, dear. It's really a privilege and an honor to be here, to be asked to share these things. We all have gifts to share. Let us all share whatever we have, whatever we have. Mm-hmm. They're all gifts. We're all unique individuals. I used to say to my young special ed students, each one is unique. Each one has a special dignity in them and deity in them, whatever you want to call it. The word namaste, N-M-A-S-T-E with an accent, is a Sanskrit Indian word, and it means you put your hands together like a prayer position, bow your head and say, I bow to the divinity in you, because everybody is divine. Everybody has a divine spark in them. Mm-hmm. And I bless you all. Thank you.
And thank you. I wish I had a song because I have a great friend of mine, Sharon. She's been on my show before, Sharon Agati. And she has a song called We Are Divine. Letty, I'm going to get you a copy of that CD. And I promise everyone next week on Max and Friends, I will have the song We Are Divine. So stay tuned for that because that's going to be a great song that will enlighten you. And that's for next week's show. But we still got this week's show. We're at the half point break. So I welcome all of you right now to call in at 323-203-0815. We've got our in-house resident sexpert, Tamara, on the line in this studio in L.A., rocking out the mic, helping you. Letty just helped you realign your chakras. So you know what? Tonight when you go to sleep and if you're listening to this show, you are realigned to refunctify yourself and have fun tonight. So on that note, Tamara, wasn't that amazing?
That was incredible. I love Letty. I love her.
Thank you. You too, Tamara. I hope we meet sometime.
Oh, I hope so too. Oh, I can't wait. In fact, there's so much in alignment between you and I, especially with my children's book that's about to be published here in this next week or so. And a lot of it is universal messages from A Course in Miracles. And it's so powerful. It's right along the same lines of what you're talking about, but in a way that kids can get it.
Oh, that's great.
I look forward to giving you a signed copy, my dear.
You know what? Plug your book.
Tell
me the name of your book and hopefully when it's going to be released.
Yes. Well, you know, we hope like about 30 days from now, but it's called Emerald Echo, The Story. And Emerald Echo, the name of it came from because emerald is the heart chakra color and echo is the way dolphins communicate. And I believe this story was given to me. It was echoed from the heart of God to my heart to the world. And it just is all-encompassing. It's all about dolphins and an adventure. It's a mystical...
Did you ever swim with dolphins, Tamara?
Oh, my gosh. That was one of my most spiritual experiences was swimming with the dolphins. And, it's a powerful... Oh, jeez. I know.
Is that yours or mine? Because you know what, everyone? Tamara's in one... Yeah, Tamara's in L.A., I'm in New York, and we both have dogs, and I bring mine sometimes with me, and I don't know whose that is. Is that mine or yours?
That is Benji, and I'm shutting out the door here. Hopefully that's going to help. One of the things with the children's book, it is a mystical underwater garden of freedom and forgiveness. So I think that's so much of what we crave is just in our everyday life is to experience the freedom that forgiveness allows us because it lets us out of the prisons that we put ourselves in. It doesn't let someone else off the hook. It lets ourselves off the hook that we put ourselves on.
Oh, very true.
So isn't that powerful?
That's very powerful. And I love that you've attributed this offered it to children. That's fabulous because that's a place to start. I worked with some four-year-olds some years ago doing that, and it's just grand. They really do understand. Some adults that were in leadership there didn't think it would work, and it worked. And even in special ed 30 years ago, they told me it would work, and it does work. It does work, and they do understand. They understand more than we realize.
You know, and sometimes I think even more than adults.
Yes. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, how true. You know why? Yeah. They haven't had a lifetime or 20 years encumbered with a lot of negative stuff.
Yes.
Like negative news. Yeah. They haven't been encumbered with that. They're still pure.
Right. Yeah. Bless them.
Well, you know what? I love that we're talking about kids because I've got to drop a commercial real quick. And you know what? Have some fun today. Playland Park in Rye, New York is open. So everyone, if you've got some kids and you want the new low price, one price admission, ride all day. Pay one price and ride all day. Go to Playland in Rye, New York. They've got fireworks every Wednesday and Friday night. So that's a fun thing. And it's parking is all you got to do. There's no admission into the park. Just pay for parking and you're welcome to go to Playland. It's the fun thing to do. Pay one price, ride all day. Have some fun today at Playland. Go to rideplayland.org for more information. And on a side note with Playland, they need some major funding because we don't want Playland to close. I've been going there since I'm a kid. So you know what? Playland is in Metro New York's greatest family amusement park, and it's an entertainment center, and it features more than 50 rides and attractions for children and adults. Playland also offers free entertainment. It has a beach, a pool, a boardwalk, a pier on scenic Long Island Sound, and they've got lake boating, picnic areas, mini golfs, and indoor ice skating, and of course, their fantastic dragon coaster. It was in the Mariah Carey video Fantasy. Check out Playland. It's a fun place to be. Have some fun today. So anyway, I got to drop them because I love that place. Letty, you and I are going on Wednesday to get some fireworks in, right?
I want to go. Max, I don't think you knew this. Did you know my best man and his family continues to have the rides and the boats and all? And I'm trying to think of their last name. And I
met them, too. I met them. But you know, they're great. I know they are. Well, Playland's got a great thing going on this week, so I promised myself that I would definitely let everyone know about Playland and hopefully get the word out there. So if you're out in the East Coast, New York, it's a fun place.
Yeah, and I think it's one of the oldest parks in the United States, the oldest running
it is.
Or state park. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So now we're going to get off of that subject because you know what, Letty? It's time to talk about sex.
Oh,
what a segment from riding at Playland to sex. So, Letty, are you old enough to talk about sex?
I'll be 83. I think so.
I'll pass the test.
Yes.
All right.
And Letty, let me ask you: does it get better as you get older?
You better believe it. Yes. Well, experience.
Oh,
well
praise God!
Right? Sure, everything gets better.
Do tell. Do tell.
Well, Tamara, I'm letting you take over this portion of Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Feel free to want to call in 323-203-0815, 323-203-0815. Tune in, latalkradio.com if you want to grab this show online or if you want to get it on your iPhone because now we stream on iPhones, WiMAX, Phoenix Wi-Fi. We're all over the place. We spread like herpes. But you know what? Let's talk about sex. Tamara, you know what? You've got yourself an 83-year-old expert in many fields. And you know what? Now's your time to get knowledge from her. So ask her questions that you need to answer. I'm going to sit back and just enjoy the show. So go for it, Tamara.
Oh, bless your heart. Oh, my gosh. You know, and Max and Letty, let me just tell you, I just put on a workshop yesterday, Sensual Healing. And one of the things in going over all the anatomy and our genitals and, you know, where our orgasmic platforms are, it was amazing how many people, even in mid-age to 50s to 60s, didn't know of the different orgasms that we're capable of having. And Letty, tell me, I mean, was there things that you discovered later?
They haven't even looked at their organs. They don't even know what they have below the waist.
Honey, can you believe that? You're right.
Yes, I believe it. I'm amazed because at my age, having gone through all of this in my lifetime, I said, in this day and age, when the whole world is at your fingertips with a computer and internet, I don't know how people are still living, you know, like the way I was raised. And that was the times. The times were different. They're different now. But it is amazing to me that many young people are still living in the dark ages. It's really unfortunate.
And what would you say to bring them out? I mean, what was the catalyst for you? I mean, did you get on the internet? Did you discover something? Did you look at yourself and you went, whoa?
Just I know I was always curious about my anatomy. I wanted to be a doctor, and I continued to study about that. So that was my own curiosity when I was very young, even though I was in a very, sheltered atmosphere. My own divinity, whatever it was within me, wanted me. I was curious. Period. I was just curious, and it was important.
So, Letty, I've got to ask you. I've got to ask you. Did you find your G spot?
Yes, of course. And it could be different for different people. Right?
Yes.
The area could be different. Yes. Within a quarter of an inch, an eighth, and whatever. People think it is just one spot. It's not just one spot.
Right. You know, and just so our listeners know, I mean, our G-spot is 1.5 to 2 inches in the vagina, doing a come here motion with your fingers, one or two fingers, towards the belly button. And the reason why that area is so sensitive and feels so good, and Letty, you can speak to this, I'm sure, it's the back end nerve endings of the clitoris for the female.
Yes.
Who knew?
Right. And now what about... Now you got enlightened guys. What do we
That's
get?
That's why I got married young, I guess, and it was good for me.
There you go. Now, where is the guy's G-spot, Max?
I know, but tell everybody.
There's a super sensitive spot that's just like our clitoris, and that's going to be the underside of the penis where all that skin gathers up, which is just that is a wonderful little sweet spot. Now
true or false, if circumcised, is the sensation less?
You know what? That's a fallacy. No, it can be just as sensitive as if you were uncircumcised. However, there are reported cases where people say that, oh, mine's extra sensitive. Now, I did date a guy who was not circumcised for his youth. And then he became circumcised when he was in high school, and he had sex both ways. He had masturbated and all of those things. And he goes, Tamara, I'm going to tell you, there is no difference. It all feels really good.
That's a very interesting topic. What is it, Letty?
What I often say to a lot of my students, sex is not between your legs. It's between your ears.
Amen. That's the most important sex organ in the brain.
It's in the head. It's how one feels, not necessarily one spot. If we get too fetish involved in it, I mean, the pleasure's gone out. It's like, I don't know. It's just let yourself go, period.
And don't you find that when you solicit all the different chakras in your body when you're making love, how much more rich that experience is with your partner when it's not just in the root chakra, in the red, you know, but when you bring your spirituality, your emotions, your heart, your intellect, and you bring all that to the bedroom or the kitchen or, you know, where in the back seat of a limo. Okay.
Treehouse.
That's before your time, the rumble seat.
There you go.
My father used to drive a lot of 1928, 1930 Rio with the rumble seat when I think about that, when I look back. Anyway,
there you go.
Letty, why do you think I bought a 1977 Eldorado?
Oh, now I know.
Not just one, Letty. I got two.
You're not my grandson for no reason, you know.
There you go. The apple doesn't fall far from here.
That's right. That's the truth. And Letty, you know what? This is so amazing because Letty and I always talk about sex. I bought Letty, what was it, for your 75th or your 80th birthday, your first vibrator?
Oh, that's beautiful.
And what's hysterical is that Letty lives in it. She doesn't need to live in an assisted living home by no means. But you know what? It's great for her because she can lock up and go because she's a gypsy like I am. And I said, Letty, they would drop dead if half of them knew what you talked about after hours.
That's adorable.
I know. My age group, you know, I wish it would be nice. I don't know. My age group, they're still so tied up. I don't know. Well, maybe there's hope. There's hope for everybody. There's always hope for everybody.
You know what? I could see, because I know there's some people, they have their walkers with the tennis balls on them. While they're walking through the corridor, going to their apartments with their little walkers, Letty's going home to a bag of incense and a vibrator.
There you go.
Letty, it just cracks me up. You bring so much joy to my life. I mean, we have a lot of fun together.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
But I wanted to mention,
you know, about the whole circumcised thing real quick, and then I wanted Tamara to tune in. But, you know, my father, for his first wife, got circumcised, I think, at like 32 years old. So men do get it done later on in life.
Oh, and what was his experience?
My oldest brother had it done later in life, too.
Oh.
Did he say there was more sensitivity prior or after?
Pardon?
I don't think Letty asked him.
Oh, I don't. Letty. No. No, I don't know. It was, that was a religious thing for him. You know, everything.
But
I
was just wondering if his penis was more sensitive prior to being circumcised versus after being circumcised.
That is the question. That's the question for tonight's show. So everyone email me, max@maxsuchi.com. If you've been circumcised as an older person or as an adult, is there a difference in sensitivity? I want you to email me those questions, max@maxsuchi.com, so I can report next week on the answer to that question. But Tamara, isn't it fun to have a grandmother you can talk about dildos with?
Oh my gosh. I am so elated. I can't believe – in fact, I'm available for adoption.
Oh, good.
I'd love to have a grandma like you. That's incredible.
I'd be so honored, Tamara. Oh. I would just adopt you. I'm so honored. Thank you very much.
God, love you. You are just like a master guru.
Well, you know what, Letty? I want you, Letty, if you can give us a wonderful quote, because we're going to have to wrap this show up in just a little bit, but I want you to give us a quote, because then I'm going to say goodnight to you, because then Tamara and I got to wrap up the show. So, Letty, what is your quote of the night for my listeners?
To have no regrets, really, in life. Yes. And namaste when you meet someone. It's namaste means you bow to the divinity in them, you know. And
yes.
I don't know what else to say. Yes. Unconditional love. You know what I have in all my water bottles? Unconditional. What is it? Something.
What is it?
Oh, be grateful for everything in life and unconditional love. And
there you go.
That energy goes. My water bottles, yeah.
Well, Letty, we're grateful that you made your appearance on Max and Friends. Yet again, you're back, and every time I have you on the show, I know why I have you on, because I love having you here. So we're going to bid you good night, Letty. Thank you so much. I loved having you on the show. My listeners, I'm sure, enjoyed every moment of it. I know Tamara did.
Yes. Namaste.
So, Letty, you have a wonderful evening, and you're not going far, because I can see you. I can see you through the other room. So you know what? I'll see you in just a bit after the show. Have a wonderful night, Letty.
Thank you, dear heart. And thank you, too, Tamara, for the privilege and the honor to know you. And I hope we meet soon.
Oh, my God. Same right back at you, my dear. That's a virtual hug.
Thank you. And I look forward to reading that children's book, too. Very much so.
Oh, bless your heart. Me, too.
All right, Letty, have a great night, and we'll talk to you really soon. I can't wait to have you back on the show.
Ciao, Carini. Thank you very much.
Good night, Letty. So there you go, Tamara. We had Letty on the show tonight. She is a force. She's an amazing person. I'm so glad that we had her here. Isn't she fun to have on the show?
Oh, my God. I mean, I'd say, yeah, she's definitely bring her back on. She is so cool. Well, you know what, Max? I wanted to clarify something, too, because we were talking about the G-spot for the man.
Yep.
And even though that's your sweet spot underneath your penis, your G-spot is actually your prostate.
In the butt.
In the butt. That's the best way to get to it.
If you remember, there's a show. Everyone, go on YouTube and look up the Newlywed Game. Because someone said, where is the strangest place you had sex? And the girl said, that would be in the butt, Bob.
Exactly. I know what you're talking about.
Particular. So you know what, man? Your spot is, that would be in the butt, Bob.
That's right.
But
that's
Tim,
right.
What do you have going on this week?
What do I have going on this week?
Yep.
Goodness. We're wrapping up the children's book. We're going to start the publishing process just this week. So I'm very excited about that. I'm going to continue preparing for my next workshop that's coming up on June 27th. And we have such a rocking time. There's a beautiful processes that we go through in sensual healing that by the end of the time, my people are with me. They're hugging, loving, and touching each other and feeling really good about that.
Comes the 70s all over again. Go to TamaraBowen.com for more information. That's TamaraBowen.com. BOWMAN.com. My friend Jackie's probably ready to kill me that I just have to spell that out. You can always go to MaxSucci.com for more information, or you can always come to LATalkRadio.com to get this whole show in its entirety if you missed any portion of it. Tamara, what's your closing quote for the night before I give mine?
Oh, my goodness. I would have to really piggyback on what Letty said, in that really when we recognize the divine in us, we will see the divine in others. And to really, get your arms around the fact that we're all connected and that you don't have to be alone. Basically, all you have to do is tune in with us on every Sunday night to know you're not alone. But to remember that even in the privacy of your own home, you know, in your own workings, in your own jobs, you're not alone. They were all connected. And reach out and feel the love that's all around you.
Reach out and touch somebody.
or yourself.
That's right. Well, you know what I always say? Why do for yourself what others can do for you?
I know.
You know what? On that note, everyone, if you want to do something fun this week and you're in New York, go Tuesday night to Splash in New York. Shaquita will be there doing drag queen karaoke, crazy karaoke, 9 o'clock Tuesdays in New York. Shaquita Show, crazy karaoke. Don't miss it. It's a blast. And everyone, you know what? My quote of the week is – what? I love your dog's quote of the week. My quote of the week is not a bark. My quote of the week is – thank the person that rejected you for giving you back your freedom. And on that note, everyone, I want you to have a wonderful, blessed week. Tamara, thank you so much for coming in to the studio tonight to be here in LA, actually. I'm confused. I'm so excited and so just having a wonderful day today that I'm all over the place. So I feel like I'm there in LA with you. And you know what, everyone? Yeah. Thanks so much for tuning in to Max and Friends and To The Max on LA Talk Radio. It's been a pleasure to be here tonight for you all, because this is the reason why I do this show for you. So everyone, have a wonderful, wonderful week, because the only way it's going to be wonderful is if you make it that way. And remember, thank the person that rejected you for giving you back your freedom if you're in a relationship. And you know what? Hug somebody this week and tell them that you love them. Have a wonderful week, everyone. Tamara, have a wonderful night. I'll talk to you after the show, everyone. You know what we're going to do, and we're going to take life as always. Let's wrap it up tonight, Sam, because we're taking life to the max. You're listening to Max Tucci on LA Talk Radio. Good night, everybody.